Download and impart into your life so that you can, glory be to God, do the extraordinary. We are ordinary people, but with God we can do extraordinary things. Hallelujah. The anointing that destroys every yoke. I'm Pastor Anthony Simmons. We welcome you to our midweek service here, glory be to God, right in the middle of the month of May. I believe that there's a word from the Lord for you. Hallelujah. We are one-third through this year, and I believe that God is going to speak to your heart and your mind today in the name of Jesus. Let us pray before we open up our service. Father, in the name of Jesus, We thank you, Lord. This is your day. You have made it. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for waking us up. We thank you for starting us on our way. Where we are right now, whether we are at work, at school, at home, Lord, continue to bless us. Continue to pour out your spirit upon us. In the name of Jesus, everyone looking this way for prayer, Lord, minister to their hearts, their minds, and their spirits. Now use this time that we share together, Lord, to bring us a word, to fellowship with one another, and to impart your divine, glory be to God, will into our lives. So use, in the name of Jesus, the preacher on today to speak the word and declare the word over our lives. So we thank you in advance. We praise you in advance. And we glorify you in advance. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, as we always say, notify somebody about this broadcast that's going on right now. In the name of Jesus. God will put somebody in your spirit and in your mind that needs to just tune into something that the Lord will speak into their heart. Just give them the number, give them the information, and ask them to tune in for a few moments on today. I believe that God is going to minister to them as they do that, in the name of Jesus. But we thank God for you, you who have listened, you who are listening, even those who you who will listen to the archives and the recording, I believe there's a special blessing on this broadcast for you. So after the next praise and worship experience song that we hear, we are going to hear from our pastor, Rebecca Simmons, as she brings forth the word of God today. Get your hearts and your minds ready. Hopefully you can find a quiet place where you can hear the word of the Lord in the name of Jesus. But believe me, God is going to speak to us today. Get excited, anticipate, and expect God to move. So after this next song, you're going to hear from Pastor Rebecca Simmons. Receive her. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Give
thank you.
Myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away. So you can,
come on, let him know.
I give myself away. I give myself away. So you can use me. I give myself away.
What would happen? It's a generation. Embrace it. Come on, tell him.
Here I am. Here I am.
Thank you.
give myself to you.
Want to whisper that as our prayer tonight. My life is not my own.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. How many of you give yourselves away today? Hallelujah, so that God can use you. How many of you have that cry on your heart today? Amen, hallelujah, that your life is not your own. To God you belong. Hallelujah, to God you belong. We give ourselves away today. Hallelujah. Go ahead and give God some praise. Give him the fruit of your lips. Hallelujah. The sacrifice of praise. I give myself away, God. Hallelujah. Realizing it's not about me, God, but it's about you, God. I give myself away. Hallelujah. That song just does something to me. I give myself away. How many of you know that we're living in a very selfish society? Amen. Where people are thinking more about themselves more and more each day, even in the kingdom of God. But there is a remnant, my God, there is a remnant that will cry out, I give myself away. It's not about me, God, but it's about your glory. It's about you getting the glory out of my life. I know that's my cry, and I know that's your cry. And I just thank God for those who say, you know what, God, whatever you have to do, if you can use anything, just use me. Let me be the light. Let me be the salt. Let me be the one to lead someone to Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, there is a word from the Lord. Turn with me to the book of Acts. Grab your Bibles, your iPhones, your iPads. Go over to the book of Acts, chapter 10. And we're going to read verses 29 through 34. 29 through 34, Acts 10, 29 through 34, amen, hallelujah. And it reads, therefore came I unto you without gainsaying, as soon as I was sent. For I ask therefore for what intent ye have sent for me. And Cornelius said, 4 days ago I was fasting until this hour, and at the ninth hour I prayed in my house, and behold, a man stood before me in bright clothing and said, Cornelius, thy prayer is heard, and thine alms are had in remembrance in the sight of God. Send therefore to Joppa, and call hither Simon, whose surname is Peter. He is lodged in the house of one Simon, a tanner, by the seaside, who, when he cometh and speak unto thee, immediately therefore I sent to thee, and thou hast well done that thou art coming. Now, therefore, are we all here present before God to hear all things that are commanded thee of God. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. Let us pray. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you, and we magnify your name. You are worthy to be praised. There is none like you, O God. And we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise for who you are. We thank you, God, for your love. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your hand upon our lives. God, we thank you for being the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Lord, we just thank you, hallelujah, for the great plan that you have for our lives, plans to prosper us and not to harm us, to give us a hope and a future. And right now, God, we offer ourselves to you. We give ourselves away to you. And we say, speak, Lord. Speak to our hearts on today. Use me, your woman servant, Father God, to speak to those, Father God, who are assembled in this place on today, God, to speak to those who are listening, Father God, attentively, Father God, for your word. Father God, use me, Father God, to speak a word of encouragement, save souls, change lives, set the captives free, heal the sick, oh God, encourage the discouraged. And at the end of this time, God, we will be ever so careful to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. And it's in the precious, matchless name of Jesus Christ that we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. If I were to put a title, I mean, on this word, there are so many that are floating around in my head. I mean, my God has been speaking to me all day about what he would have me to say to you on today. If I were to put a title on this word, I would say to you today that God's going to do it for you. God's going to do it for you. And I have to be specific when I say for you. How many of you out there have looked around and seen God blessing other people? How many have seen your friends being blessed? How many have seen your neighbors being blessed? How many have even seen your haters being blessed? And you find yourself looking around and even scratching your head and wondering and even opening your mouth to ask God, what's up? What's going on? I mean, it's amazing when you look around and you see everybody being blessed but you. You see prayers being answered. You see marriages prospering. You see people prospering in their finances. You see ministries prospering, and everybody has a praise report. You look on Facebook and you see people talking about how blessed they are and how God did this for them and how God did that for them. And you find yourself sitting somewhere in the corner, sitting somewhere wondering when it's going to be your turn. You find yourself wondering when God's going to turn that thing around for you, and when God is going to bring your children up out of trouble, and when God is going to fix your marriage. You find yourself wondering when God is going to grow your church. And I don't know about you, but I am a witness. I am one who has found myself looking out over across the gate, looking over the across the fence, looking at the grass on the other side, seeing the rain falling and seeing the grass appearing to be greener on the other side, and wondering when it was going to be my turn, when God was going to do for me what he said he was going to do. Can I just tell the truth about it on today? Wondering when God was going to deposit that big check in my bank account, and wondering when God was going to fill every seat in my church, and wondering when God was going to do so many of the things that he has promised prophetically and through his word and so many things that he has spoken into my spirit that he was going to do. I have found myself wondering when God was going to move on my behalf. And I'm here today to tell you that I know I am not alone. I know that there are many that are wondering when God, when. And there are many that are finding themselves in the middle of a situation that's not conducive to what God has spoken in his word, and you're asking, why, God, why? And you sometimes you might feel like Job, like you've been suffering for a mighty long time. And we know Job was stricken in chapter 1 of the book of Job, and all the way up to chapter 42, Job was still asking God, what's up, God? What's going on? And why am I the one that has to suffer through what I'm suffering through? But I have some good news for you on today. Just like God answered Job's prayers, God is going to answer your prayers. Yeah, yeah. You know, there's an old saying that goes that God may not come when you want him to, but he's always right on time. My God, can I get a witness up in here that God is always right on time? He does not always come and deliver us when we're crying out. He does not always come and deliver us when we get a little bit impatient, when we get weary, when we get tired. But God always comes, and he comes right on time. He says in his word that he would never put more on us than we can handle. And he even goes further. Peter talks about the fact that after you have suffered for a little while, that God will bring you out. He will perfect you. He will establish you. My God, God will do those things for you which he has promised. God tells us that his word will never come back to him void. He says, as the rain and the snow come to water the earth so that it will bring forth and bud and bring forth its fruit in season. He says, so is his word. He says his word will not come back to him void, but it will prosper that to which he has sent it. I'm here to ask you, do you have a word? My God, has God sent you a word? Has God spoken a word to your life? Are you holding on to a word that you have received? Are you holding on in faith? Are you believing God for the impossible on today? Are you believing God for what looks like it will never happen? Are you holding on? Because you have to know that even though you can't see it, that does not mean that God is not going to do it. You have to hear me on today. Even though you cannot see it, that does not mean that God is not going to do it. God shall fulfill his word concerning you. God is not slack in his promises concerning you. That means that God is not slow. God is not slothful. God is not forgetful. God knows what he said to you. God knows what he said about you. And God shall fulfill his promises. He is not a man that he should lie. Oh, God is not a man that he should lie, nor is he the son of man that he would repent. God is not going to change his mind about what he said about you. If he made you some promises, and then you know the fact that I'm speaking this word to you lets me know that God has made some promises to you. And I'm here to encourage you in your faith to say, hold on to God's unchanging hand. Keep your eyes stayed on Jesus. He is the author and the finisher of your faith. God's going to do it for you. Grow not weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall prosper. If you faint not, you shall reap a harvest. If you faint not, just hold on. And after you've done all to stand, 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 stand in the power of God's might. Put on the full armor of God and remember who you belong to. Remember that you are more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. Remember that you are a warrior for Christ. Remember that you are an ambassador. Be like David and say, it was good for me that I was afflicted because I had to learn the precepts of your word. I had to learn about you. Even Job had to learn the lesson, huh? Hallelujah. Even Job had to learn a lesson over in chapter 42, I believe, of Job. When Job began to ask God and interrogate God, God said, wait a minute, Job, let me ask you a question. Where were you when I created all of this? Where were you when I set the sun and the moon and the stars in the sky? Where were you when I established a boundary for the waters of the seashore that they could not go beyond that boundary? Where were you, oh God? Where were you, Job? God asked. Where were you, Job, when I created the heavens and the earth? And in other words, God was saying, Job, I know what I'm doing. I don't need your help. My God, who is that for? So many of us want to reach in and roll up our sleeves and help God. We figure that God is not moving fast enough, or God is not doing things according to the way that we want him to do it. So we want to get in and put our hands to the plow, and we want to get in and start doing God's job. We're not doing, you know, how many of you know that if you would just do your part, that God will do the rest? If you will do your part, if you will do what God tells you to do, and trust God and believe God and have faith in God, God will do the rest. God just says, do your part. Don't try to do God's part. Stay in your lane, my God. Look yourself in the mirror and say, stay in your lane. Stay in your lane. You cannot do what God can do. My God, there are things that only God can do for you. There are some things that you need done right now. Right now, somebody needs a miracle right now. And I'm here to tell you that only God can do it. I'm asking you to release your faith on today and believe God and believe that he shall do it for you. God's going to do it for you. Yes, he is. He's going to do it. He, and that brings me back to my text. You know, as I was reading, last night, my husband and I went to a concert at the high school. Taylor sings in the high school chorus, and we went to the high school for their last concert of the year. And as we were there in the townwide concert, I shared with Pastor Anthony that God had dropped the word into my spirit. I love it when God does that. He dropped the word into my spirit, and Pastor Anthony says, well, what did he say? And I said, God told me that he is no respecter of persons. And Pastor Anthony says, well, why did he tell you that? And I just smiled, and I looked at Pastor Anthony. I said, well, you have to ask God. You have to ask God, because I still did not have clarity as to why God spoke that particular word to me at that particular time. And it's not so that I could come and preach it to you. See, you have to realize that the preacher is always the first partaker of the word. And believe me, I'm preaching myself happy right now. Amen. I'm preaching to myself right now. Hallelujah. As I preach to you, like David says, I encourage myself in the Lord. God spoke that word to me because, as I said earlier, I found myself wondering when God was going to do for me what he said he was going to do. I found myself asking God where he was going to move on my behalf. I had found myself getting a little bit, not anxious, but antsy, you know, a little bit anticipatory, you know, wondering when God was going to move. Have you ever felt like you had waited long enough? Have you ever felt like you just probably couldn't wait any longer? Have you ever felt like you were about to pop? You know, much like a woman in labor, a woman who is not in labor, but the woman who is carrying a child, and she will carry that child for 10 months, they say 9 months, but she literally carries that child for 10 months. And at the time of manifestation, when it's time for her to deliver, she feels like she can't carry that baby another minute. She's like, just take it out. I remember being pregnant, and I was like, just take this baby out. Just get it out. I don't care if you have to cut it out. I don't care if I have to push it. I don't care if this baby just drops out. Just get it out. And some of you are right there where you are pregnant with promise. You are pregnant with possibility. You are pregnant with so many things that God has promised you and spoken to you, and you feel like you're about to pop, and you're like, God, just get it out. I just want to birth this thing out. I just want to walk it out. I just want to see the promise. I want to hold it in my hands. I want to feast my eyes upon it. God, I want to enjoy it. My God, hallelujah. I just want to, I'm tired of waiting. My God, hallelujah. I just feel like I'm about to pop. I feel like something's got to give. I feel like God, you have to move. And God says, if you're to that point, then hold on, because I'm getting ready to move. God says if you're to that point where you feel like something has to give, where you feel like you're about to pop, where you feel like you don't care how it is done, that God, you just got to do it, then guess what? God's getting ready to do it because you're at your due season. You're at your due time. You're at the time when you're ripe for manifestation, and you're ready for the blessings to begin to be multiplied in your life. And God is getting ready to begin to show you. Yeah, the first thing that happens is your water's about to burst. My God, that means that things begin to happen around you, and strange things begin to happen in you, and then your discomfort. You see, when your water bursts, what happens is we expect our water to burst, but after the water burst and the pain intensifies. I hate to tell you, but sometimes the discomfort increases. And some of you have already gotten beyond the point of your water bursting, and you are in the point where your discomfort has increased. And you find it to be increasingly uncomfortable. And now the labor pains are coming, and you actually find yourself in a place of travailing where you're crying out and you're praying and you're hoping and you're believing and you're waiting and you're wailing. You're like wailing women. You're actually wailing, believing that God is getting ready to do. I'm telling you, you're like Hannah when she cried out, when she went up for the time of offering, and she began to cry out before the Lord. And it was just at that time that Hannah could not take any more from her adversary, Peninnah, that God began to move on Hannah's behalf. Hear me. Hear me. Some of you have people coming against you. Some of you, you have adversaries in your life, and their very job is to bring you grief. You have people who are close to you that are troubling your spirit. You have people that you have trusted and they have betrayed you. You have people that said they loved you and they would never leave you, but they have walked out on you. You feel like you are being ostracized. You feel like you are in a cocoon, that you are alone, and God is saying that you are ripe for manifestation. He's about to move on your behalf. Don't worry about the evildoers. Fret not because of the evildoers. God is preparing a table before you in the presence of your enemies. Yes, they are enjoying your pain right now. My God, so many are looking at you and they're waiting for you to fail. And they're looking and pointing fingers and they're saying, look at her. She says she's the blessed of the Lord. Look at him. He said God was going to multiply his church. Look at them. They said that they were believing God for greatness. Look at them. They don't look so great to me. Do you feel like people are just looking and talking? And it's almost like public humiliation, you know, where you're being humiliated publicly. And I'm telling you, if you have been made a spectacle, if people are pointing their fingers at you because you opened your mouth and said God was going to bless you, you opened your mouth and said that you were the blessed of the Lord, you opened your mouth and said that God was going to give you that husband, he was going to bless your marriage, he was going to bless your business, you said God was going to increase you, he was going to use you for his glory, you opened your mouth, and now people are looking at you and they're pointing fingers at you because it seems like everything that can go wrong has gone wrong in your life. It seems like your marriage is a wreck. Your children are acting crazy. Your money is real funny. You don't even know if you're going to have a roof over your head on tomorrow. But I'm here to tell you that our God is faithful. Our God is faithful in his promises concerning you. And let me tell you something. What it looks like is really not what it is. We walk by faith. Did you hear me? The just shall walk by faith. No, you can't see it in the natural. But I'm here to tell you, I'm speaking to your spirit man right now. I'm here to tell you that God's going to do it for you, whatever you're believing God for. Let me tell you something. If you're at your worst right now, Listen to me. Hear me clearly. If you're at your worst right now, the best is yet to come. Oh, my God. I almost ran on that one. If you're at your worst right now, the best is yet to come. There's no way to go from the bottom but up.
You have already hit bottom. It's already as bad as it can get. But guess what? It's getting ready to get better. It's getting ready to get gooder. And the best is yet to come. God's getting ready to do it, and he's not going to do it. I'm not telling you to talk to your neighbor right now. I'm not telling you about your neighbor right now. I'm telling you about you. God's getting ready to do it for you. God's getting ready to move on your behalf. God's getting ready to answer your prayers. Cornelius was praying. My God, hallelujah. God gave me a vision, and he told me in the word when he spoke to me, he said, I am no respecter of persons. And that's the same thing that he told Peter. He gave Peter a vision of a sheep coming down, and the sheep was filled with all kinds of animals. God told Peter in the book of Acts chapter 10, he said, kill and eat. And Peter says, I have never eaten anything unclean. God told Peter, do not call anything that I have created unclean. And Peter, at the same time, Peter began to pray. Cornelius was praying. And God sent the angel to Cornelius to let Cornelius know that he had heard his prayer. Let me tell you something. When you hit your knees and pray, when you begin to call on the name of the Lord, when you begin to cry out to God, God is already setting up the answer to your prayer. God is already touching somebody else that is going to bring the answer to your prayer. God is already releasing in the supernatural realm, right from the supernatural realm into the natural realm, the answer to your prayer. God's already got somebody that's coming to sow the check into your life. God's already got somebody that's coming to begin to talk sense into your husband, to talk sense into your wife, to talk sense into your children. God's already got somebody who's coming to help you to do the ministry that he called you to do. God's already got somebody that's going to come and be your helpmeet. He's already got your husband looking for you. God's already setting your wife in the position where you're going to walk and meet her. God's already putting your resume at the top of the pile. God's already speaking to that boss about your promotion. God's already speaking to the people that are going to come and be the consumers for your business. Do you hear God on today? God's already set it up. All you have to do is pray. Trust God. Believe and obey. My God, pray. Trust God. Believe and obey. Hear God on today. God sent me to speak to you prophetically on today. Your prayers and your alms have come up before the Lord. God has heard your prayers, and he has received the gifts that you have sold into the kingdom. And God is saying on today, this is the time of your harvest. This is the time for you to reap. This is the time to reap all that you have sown. As you have sown in prayer, you will receive in manifestation. As you have sown in seed, you're going to receive a hundredfold manifestation of blessings. As you have been faithful in your tithing, as you have been faithful in your giving, God is getting ready to do it for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go ahead and praise God. Praise God. And I have some points. My God, hallelujah, that God gave me to give you. Even as I close, I'm going to give you these 3 points. God told me these 4 things that God told me, 4 things, and I'm going to do it quickly within the next 5 minutes, 5 to 7 minutes, as I begin to get ready to turn it back over to Pastor Emily. Hear God clearly on today. God is saying today, he gave me 4 things, hallelujah, thou shalt not. I know we're not living, we live by faith and not by the law. Amen. We're in a dispensation of grace. But listen to the prophet on today. There are 4 things that God gave me to tell you. Thou shalt not. I need you to write them down. Thou shalt not covet. Thou shalt not covet. Covet, that means to desire intensely what somebody else has. Thou shalt not covet. Listen, listen, listen to me. What God has for you is for you. What God has for you is for you. God is no respecter a person. If your neighbor has been blessed, if the person down the street has been blessed, if I have been blessed, if your haters and your enemies have been blessed, and God has spoken a word over your life, let me tell you something. You are getting ready to be blessed. Let me tell you, if you woke up this morning, you are already blessed, but God is getting ready to bless you with the answer to your prayer. Do not covet what you see somebody else doing. Do not covet what you see somebody that somebody else has. Thou shalt not covet. The second, thou shalt not. Thou shalt not complain. Thou shalt not complain. Do not complain about your circumstances. Do not complain about the predicament that you find yourself in. Do not complain about the fact that you are in the wilderness right now. Do not complain about the fact that God is making you wait. There is a reason that God is making you wait. God is not going to release to you anything that you are not ready for. God is making sure that when He does bless you, that you will not walk away from Him. God is making sure that you keep Him first and foremost, that you love the Lord your God with all of your heart, your mind, your soul, and your strength, and then you love your neighbor as yourself. God is making sure that when He blesses you, when He multiplies you, that the things that do not that you get, that what He blesses you with will not turn you away from Him. Thou shalt not complain. The people wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. They should have made that trip in about a week and a half. But for 40 years, they wandered in the wilderness because they continued to open their mouths and complain. Listen, when you open your mouth, praise God. When you open your mouth, pray. When you open your mouth, speak words of faith. When you open your mouth, begin to give compliments. Do not complain. When you open your mouth, fill your mouth with praise. Fill your mouth with the word of God. Fill your mouth. Hallelujah. Let this book not depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night. Then you shall make your way prosperous. Then you shall have good success. Thou shalt not complain. Hallelujah. The third, thou shalt not. Thou shalt not compare. Thou shalt not compare yourself to other people. Listen. Let me say this. God is telling me to say this to you. What God has for you is for you. God is no respecter of persons. Do not compare yourself to other people. Do not compare your personality to somebody else's personality. Do not compare what God has given you to do with what God has given someone else to do. Remember when God redeemed Peter? God told Peter, when Jesus redeemed Peter after Peter denied Christ three times before the cop crowed, when Jesus redeemed Peter, He gave Peter three times to redeem himself. He said, Peter, do you love me? Peter says, you know I love you. He says, Peter, do you love me? Peter says, Lord, you know I love you. He says, Peter, do you love me? Peter says, yes, I love you. And then Jesus told Peter, feed my sheep. And as Peter was following Jesus, Peter looked at John and said, Jesus, what about him? And Jesus told Peter, don't worry about him. You just follow me. In other words, Jesus is saying to you on today, my brother, Jesus is saying to you on today, my sister, don't worry about them. Follow me. Don't worry about them. Do what I told you to do. You hear my voice and you obey according to your life. God has given you, listen. God has given you the game plan for your life. He has not given you the game plan for our brother Tyrone. He has not given you the game plan for Sister Shaniqua. God has given you the game plan for your life. And the only way that you're going to manifest what God has for you is to stick to the plan that He gave you for your life. Hallelujah. If you continue to look across the fence, the grass will always appear to be greener on the other side. If you continue to compare your piece of the pie to someone else's piece of the pie, if you continue to compare your blessings to someone else's blessings, then God will say and see that you are not ready for what He has for you, and you will have to wait. I don't know about you, but I don't want God to prolong my blessings any longer. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I'm ready to receive what God has for me. If you're ready to receive what God has for you, go ahead and shout to the Lord. Hallelujah. Do not compare. What God has for you is for you, and his grace is sufficient for you. Hallelujah. The manifest the blessing. Listen, God's not going to shortchange you. God knows exactly what he has for you, and from where I sit, it's a lot. God wants to pour overflow into your life. God wants to bless you so much that you can't even receive it. He wants to pour out the blessing so big that you can't even receive it. Hallelujah. And the final thou shalt not. The final, thou shalt not compete. Do not compete with others. My God, hallelujah. If you want to shoot yourself in the foot, you go ahead and you try to compete with somebody else. My God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Do not compete with what you see on Facebook. Do not compete with somebody else who's a preacher, and you know you're a preacher, but you feel like you can preach better than them. Come on, the devil is a liar. Come on, hallelujah. We are the body. How can your right foot compete with your left foot? How can your right hand compete with your left hand? How can your head compete with your toe? Come on. Hallelujah. Thou shalt not compete. Do not compete with your brother in Christ. Do not compete with your sister in Christ. Looking over, being glad because you have more members. Being glad because you get more applause because people are patting you on the back. See, now that's going to take you over into pride. Don't get happy because your marriage is working and somebody else's marriage is not working. Don't be so happy because your business is prospering and somebody else's business is failing. Do not rejoice either because your children are well balanced and your enemy's children are going crazy and that there is all kinds of nonsense. The Bible says do not even rejoice when your enemy suffers. Come on, hallelujah, because that will take you into pride, and pride comes before the fall. And another thing, competing will mess you up because you will find yourself in somebody else's lane, in somebody else's car, driving their car, and then your car will crash. You're going to crash. You will crash and burn because you are putting your hand to the wheel of what God has given somebody else to do, because you're so focused on somebody else and somebody else's assignment that you can't even do what God called you to do. Thou shalt not covet. Thou shalt not complain. Thou shalt not compare. And thou shalt not compete. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Keep your eyes stayed on Jesus. Continue to pray. Continue to fast. Continue to feed yourself with the word of God. Continue to move forward in faith. And then just wait, baby. Just wait. Hold on. Stand in the power of his might. Do not grow weary in well-doing. Continue to believe God. Continue to put your trust in God. People might walk away from you, but that's okay. People might talk about you like a dog, but that's all right. People might not understand you, but that's okay. You might go through some dire circumstances, but that's okay. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. God's going to do it for you. Whatever God promised you, hold on to the promises of God. Rest in the finished work of Christ. Believe God and hope against hope, because God's going to do it. And as soon as you think. Did you hear me? It's sooner than you think. You're not hearing this word by chance. It's not an accident that you're here today. God's getting ready to do it, and he's going to do it for you. God is no respecter of persons. If he did it for somebody else, he'll do it for you. Hallelujah. John's disciples began to complain because more people were following Jesus than they were following John. And John looked at his disciples and he said to them, and I'm saying this to you, that no man can receive anything except it be given to him from our Father in heaven. And know that what God has for you is for you. So you can go ahead and rejoice, my brother. Go ahead and rejoice, my sister, because God's getting ready to do it, and he's going to do it for you. Hallelujah. Go ahead and give God some praise. Hallelujah. Go ahead and worship God. holy name. Hallelujah. I dare you to worship him. I know you're at work, but go ahead and give him some praise. I know you're sitting in your kitchen, in your living room, in your bedroom, but go ahead and praise God. I know you're in your car, but go ahead and praise God. I feel a shift coming. God's already shifted you. My God, he's shifting you. Things are moving rapidly, and God is positioning you. My God, he's positioning you through your pain. My God, even through the pain, through the rain, through the fire, through the storm, God's getting ready to move. And he's not moving for your neighbor today, but God's moving for you. He's moving on your behalf. God's getting ready to do it. And he's doing it for you. Hallelujah. Go ahead and praise God. Hallelujah. Pastor Amy, I turn it back over to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I feel this thing in my being. I feel this thing so strongly, Pastor Anthony. God is moving mightily in the lives of his people. Hallelujah. Some people have been waiting a long time. Hallelujah. You've been waiting for a while. But guess what? The wait is over. Hallelujah. God's moving on your behalf. You've been faithful over a few things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God's getting ready to reward you. He has not forgotten your labor in the Lord. God has not forgotten your labor towards the saints. He's not forgotten your sacrifices. God has not forgotten what he says about you. Hallelujah. God's getting ready to move on your behalf. Hallelujah. Pastor Anthony, I turn it back over to you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bless your name. Hallelujah. We magnify the name of God. Hallelujah, Pastor. God used you in a mighty way today. Somebody needed that word. Somebody is encouraged. Somebody's fire has been stirred up and rekindled. Glory be to God, the joy of the Lord. And that person has been restored because God is not done. God is not finished. Matter of fact, he's just starting. Thank you for that word. Amen. You said don't covet, don't complain, don't compare, and don't compete. My God, glory be to God. How many times has that prolonged and delayed what God has for us? Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus. That is so powerful. That is so powerful. You said sometimes I want you to pray before we close out, but sometimes, Pastor, the grass really does look greener on the other side. And if you know anything, I'm out there with the landscape and I'm out there with our grass, and sometimes I look at the neighbor. But by the time I park my car over sometimes near where their lawn is, I see everything that I thought looked so beautiful. And that's how it is. Sometimes we get the outward appearance, but God wants us to focus on us. Because if we don't get distracted, what you said today, if we don't get distracted, God is going to do a mighty work in our lives. So pray for that person that has been distracted or that has been, like you said, under so much pressure that they now are looking at people and possibly coveting or being envious of their brother or sister. Just pray for that spirit to be off of God's people on today.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you. Hallelujah. You're worthy, oh God. You are so worthy. Lord, we thank you for your word today. I thank you, Lord, for using me, your humble servant, for your glory. Hallelujah. To speak, Father God, not only to your people, but into my own spirit, oh God. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah. For those of us who are assembled today, hallelujah, in this place, Father God, to hear your word on today, God. I pray for each and every person, Father God, that feels like they've come to the end of the road, that feels like they can't take it no more, that feels like that felt like even before your word began to speak the light into that dark place, Father God, that felt like that they couldn't go on, that they were about to pop, God. I thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for encouraging your people on today, God. And even, Father God, for those, Father God, who still might be, Father God, holding on, Father God, to that last little bit of darkness, Father God, I speak light, Father God, into the darkness right now. In the name of Jesus, I illuminate, Father God, every dark area, Father God, right now. I come against every satanic and demonic attack, Father God, that's coming to even play with their minds to make them think that this word might not be for them, God. But Lord, I thank you, Father God, that your word, Father God, that's fallen on fertile ground in this place will not come back to you void, God. But as the seed of your word has been planted into the lives, the hearts, the spirit, spirits of your people, oh God, that it will manifest and it will produce a harvest, Father God, 30, 60, 100-fold, Father God. Father God, we bind up Satan right now. Now, rebuke the devil right now, Father God. Try to tell your people that they should give up, that the grass is going to continue to be greener on the other side, that you can't bless them, that you won't bless them, that they're not worthy, that it's too late, God. I, Father God, thank you and declare and decree right now that you are working it out for that person, Father God, that person that felt hopeless, that person that felt that they couldn't go on, that person that felt, Father God, that it was over. God, we thank you that it's not over, that you are still at work in the lives of your people, and it's not over until, Father God, you produce and release that harvest into their lives, Father God, whether it's peace. Some people are not looking for things, God, but somebody needs peace in their mind. Somebody needs joy in their heart. Somebody needs to get their praise back, God. Somebody needs their faith to be built up, God. I speak to those areas, Father God, and I fan the flames, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, let them be burning hot, Father God, when it comes to your word, Father God, that they will, Father God, continue to endure all, even because they believe, Father God, that you have spoken pertaining to them and that you will keep your word. So, Father God, encourage, strengthen, Father God. Father God, oh God, edify, Father God, equip, Father God, and empower that person, Father God, that felt like they could not go forward. And I thank you right now that it's already done, God, that your word is not coming back void, but it shall prosper the person to which you sent it, oh God. So I thank you, Lord, for bringing some of us out of that dark place on today and for encouraging all of us on today. Do your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Not by that spirit of competition, Father God. Even that spirit, Father God, that wants that spirit of Penina, my God. Father God, where we have people in our lives that are, Father God, trying to grieve us. I bind up that spirit of Penina. I see so many people, Pastor, in the spirit realm that have a spirit of Penina that's trying to perplex them, that's trying to grieve them, that's taunting them. And I bind up that taunting spirit right now, and I silence every wagging tongue right now in the name of Jesus. And I speak peace to the people of God in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. And if you're not saved today, my God, even in this last 2 minutes, if you're not saved, you say, well, I hear you, preacher, but I don't even know Jesus and the pardon of my sins. That whole scripture was about the Gentile becoming saved, where the Jews were the only ones who thought that they were the ones who could have salvation. But God is no respecter of persons, and he wants the Jew and the Gentile to be saved. It's not his desire that anyone should perish, and God wants you saved today. If you don't know Jesus and the pardon of your sins, all you have to do is pray this prayer. Hallelujah. Father God, I receive your word today. I believe that you want me saved. I believe that Jesus came and lived and died so that I could have life and have life more abundantly. I believe that Jesus is your son, the son of God, that he became flesh and walked this earth, was crucified, and died for me. And I believe by faith that he got up from that grave with all power in his hand. Forgive me of my sins. I thank you for your forgiveness. I ask you to save me. I declare that I am saved. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. If you prayed that prayer, you just got saved, contact us on Facebook at New Creation Christian Ministries or Pastor Rebecca Simmons so that we can guide you on your new walk with Christ. Amen. Pastor Amnon's last minute, I give it back over to you. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we just praise God for you. We ask that you take this word, Pastor Emily. You all know he does this from work. Amen. When you sold out, you'll do what God tells you to do wherever you are, amen. So he had to go, but know that we love you, Pastor Emily, and I love you. Take this word with you. Listen, I don't practice preaching. I preach what God gives me, and I know God gave me this word for you today, amen. Take this word with you. God's going to do it for you, for you. God's going to do it for you, amen. Hold on to the promises of God, amen. Praise God continually and pray continually. Believe God. He's faithful. He is faithful to his promises, amen. Meet us at New Creation Christian Ministries tonight, 87 First Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey. We have our Bible study on tonight, amen. Hallelujah. Or come over on Sunday morning at 11 o'clock a.m. and worship God with us, amen. We love God and we love you, amen. Sow a seed into this ministry as the Lord leads you, and you can do that by going over to our website at nccmonline.org, or coming over to or even mailing the check to New Creation Christian Ministries, 87 First Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey, and God bless you as you sow. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Go in peace and serve the Lord. We're going to play Hallelujah. I need thee every hour. Micah Stampley. Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Well, you know that God is great. I want you to do this chant with me. He's great. He's great. Come on, say it.
He's great.
Come on.
He's great.
The Lord gave me this song. In time of trouble, sing. Great is your love.
Great is your love.
Great is your power.
Hallelujah.
Oh.
done so many great things.